And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. We've got a great program for you today, and I want you to stay tuned to that radio. I want you, if you need a snack or something, get it now, because we're going to get deep into something very important. And I know you're going to cherish it, because you're a truth teller. You're a conspiracy scientist. You're not a conspiracy theorist. They do have those in the world, but I believe they're with the major media, the mainstream media, and all those clods, so we don't worry about them. We know the truth. You know, I've said it 100 times before, and now the 101st time. Well, I don't know really how many, but it's about that much. That in Daniel 12:10, it says, in the last days, the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. None of them. They'll do wickedly, but they won't even understand what they're doing. But the wise shall understand. And again, how do you get wise? Who is a wise person? Well, that's a person that gets wisdom from God. You don't get it on your own. There's not enough wisdom in all this earth. You put it all in the great big kettle and pot, and it doesn't amount to a thing. But you trust in God, and He makes you wise. You become so much more brilliant. You know, I was a member of a church one time, many, many years ago. And somebody said to me, Tex, if you had a real problem, who would you seek? Who in this church would you go to if you had a problem that just seemed to be that you just can't solve it and you need spiritual help? What would you do? Who would you go see? And I guess they thought I would say the pastor or you know, some deacon or some, you know, top Sunday school teacher or I don't know what they expected, but I said, Brother Walker, I'd see him. And they were shocked. My Brother Walker, why, he didn't even have a fifth grade education. Why, Brother Walker was a black man, and Brother Walker was sitting on the other side of the church, and he never said much to anybody. And Brother Walker, all these negative things. I think in the whole church, we only had about 2 or 3 black men, but we had Brother Walker. I knew Brother Walker. I knew when I walked past Brother Walker, I could feel the Spirit of God in him. And he was always studying his Bible, and his Bible was all marked up. You know, it's one of those old Bibles, and it looked like it should have been thrown away years ago because it had all these marks in it all over. Because he studied it. He knew that Bible, and he was wise. But he couldn't tell me about it. Computers or mechanics or how the weather system works or the political affairs of this world. And so I told this friend that was asking me about Brother Walker, I said, well, listen, the way you put it to me was, if you really had a problem you couldn't solve on your own and you had to have desperately need help, who would you go to? I said, Brother Walker. Okay. You know, God always has somebody you can count on. And if he doesn't, he'll lead you himself. Recently reading a brother who didn't know anything about God, but he knew he was lost and he needed help. And he went to a church, and when they had an invitation time, he went forward and he said, I want to give my life to Jesus. I know he can help me. And the pastor said, well, okay, you know, and fortunately it was an old fashioned church. And so the pastor said, let's just pray here at the altar. And they both got on their knees. That man's amazement, he was still there about 5 hours later, still praying. And the pastor was right there with him. Reading about that man's story, his name is James Perloff. James Perloff. He was Jewish. But he wasn't raised anything, really, he said. But when he got in desperate help, he knew where to go to. He knew he went right to Jesus. Could have been that pastor, could have been Brother Walker, could have been anybody. But it was the fact that the Holy Ghost said, pray for me. And he says about 5 hours he was praying and suddenly he felt this warm feeling come in his body and he felt great all over and he felt warm and he felt that God had entered into him and that was the beginning of his life. He became a Christian. Of course, he's written a number of books. He wrote, I think, The Shadows of Power about the Council on Foreign Relations and recently wrote a book we offered into the ministry. I think it's called, Jerry, do you remember what that's called? Yeah, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Well, he was all alone, but that pastor helped him. Do you know a pastor that'll kneel with you 5 hours? I bet you don't. You can't go to these churches today. Well, they don't kneel at all. They don't even have an altar there. They don't, there's no kneeling. There's no giving of yourself to Jesus. But that church did. And that man found God. The Bible says that no man needs to teach you, but the Holy Spirit will instruct you in all things. So you don't have anybody to help you? Well, get on your knees. The Holy Spirit is right there. He'll help you. Say, well, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it. Okay? Well, you got a great instructor, the Holy Spirit. He'll teach you. He'll teach you enough to know Jesus, and then after that, he'll just keep teaching you, and precept by precept, you'll learn of God. Well, today we're going to talk about something that is so hideous, so monstrous, so horrible. And yet it is at the root of every false teaching, every false God, every sin, every terrible thing on this planet. It's a religion, but it's a different kind of religion than you can imagine. You know, I didn't even know this religion existed when I wrote my book, Dark Secrets of the New Age, that became a number one best-selling book, a huge bestseller. But I didn't know about this. If I'd have known about this, I would have wrote about it only. Because it's the beginning of every evil. It's called the Kabbalah. And every false religion, well, we'll talk about a few today, theosophy, Freemasonry, and all of witchcraft and Satanism and Gnosticism, every false religion, Mormonism, etc., all of them come from the Kabbalah. Albert Pike, the former Sovereign Grand Commander of Scottish Rite Freemasonry, that's the world's largest rite of Freemasonry. There's probably 4 to 5 million people throughout the world, about 2 to 3 million in the United States that are Freemasons. Albert Pike wrote that it was the basis, in other words, it was at the very foundation of Freemasonry. Now, recently, I got out Albert Pike's book. It's a book you don't read just for pleasure, necessarily. You don't sit in front of your fireplace during the winter and curl up with a good book. No, you don't. It's a pain because it's probably 1,100 or 1,200 pages. Now, this book is so important that all the modern-day Masons at the top levels, the 33rd degrees, they all know of this book, and they know of Albert Pike. And there's been thousands of articles written about Albert Pike, the former Sovereign Grand Commander. He's the guy who streamlined, he wrote the 33 rituals. There's 33 rituals, you know. You can get up to be a 33rd degree Mason. And he wrote the rituals. Now, they already existed, but he put in some new stuff, and he discussed them and all. And then he decided to write a book. Now, this book is sort of like the Bible of Freemasonry. In fact, when you got up to a certain level of Freemasonry, the Mason was given this as a gift. It was like you become a Christian, you know, and many churches and other Christian friends, they give you a Bible. I've tried to do that with a few friends of mine, you know, and they really appreciate getting a Bible right after coming to know Jesus. Boy, they'll study that Bible. They really want to know. They're hungry for truth. Well, that's Freemasons for you. Until lately, every Freemason, so millions and millions have read this book. You can get a copy of it, of course, from the librarian at the House of the Temple, International Headquarters of Freemasonry. You can call them on the telephone and use your charge card and get a copy of Morals and Dogma. That's what it's called, his Bible, Morals and Dogma. Now, what does dogma mean? Well, dogma means doctrine. That's a doctrine. Now, it's going to be different than anything you've ever read. And I read it with great, I read it about 30 years ago, and lately I've been doing a lot of research, and I've read probably, I don't know, 30 books, 40 books, I don't know how many, I've lost count, from Freemasons themselves. And I'm writing a book now about Freemasonry. You know, I've written a number of things about Masons and articles and, you know, segments of books, but I've never written a whole book about just the Freemasons. And I've heard so many lies and scandalous stuff and stretches of the imagination that I just decided to jump into the fray and let you know the truth about Freemasonry. I've told it to you before. You know Freemasonry is a satanic cult, but they deny Satan. We don't believe in Satan. We believe in the grand architect of the universe. That's our God. Now, the name of Jesus is forbidden in the lodge. And let me just tell you right now, if you don't believe in the name of Jesus, if you can't name Jesus, then what you are is a Satanist. Let me just say it clear and simple. You Freemasons that are listening to me, and maybe other Freemasons will get the tape of this program, I want to explain it again to you. The Bible says very clearly, if you don't honor the name of Jesus here on earth, you won't be honored in heaven. You will not go to the kingdom of heaven. You will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Let me put it that way. I mean, Jesus is God, so if you don't honor him, you don't honor God. And the Bible says in the book of John that if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. If you don't have the Son of God, you don't have the Father. And if you don't have the Father, you don't have the Son. You see, it's a combination, isn't it? You can't say, I believe in God, I just don't believe in Jesus. Then you don't believe. I mean, it's like saying, I believe in Tex, but not Mars. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm Tex Mars. I'm a whole person. Well, I'll just cut you off right there at the navel. I'll take the top half or the bottom half or something. No, you can't do that. You've got to accept Jesus. And the Bible says he's the entire Godhead. Paul said that. In him is the entire Godhead. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and they're all one. Now listen, don't write to me. I get letters all the time. Well, Jesus can't be both God and himself. I mean, you know, and the Holy Spirit. I mean, you can't do that. You know, it defies the laws of physics. Who do you think composed the law of physics? Who do you think gave us all of the sciences and math, mathematical matters and scientific propositions that you don't even understand? No scientist on earth understands the science of the universe, but God does. It's sort of, I was listening to Mr. Sessions, the new attorney general. He was explaining to Congress, he was being grilled by the Intelligence Committee of the Senate. He said he recused himself from any matters pertaining to the Russian investigation. I don't want to get into politics, but I just want you to understand that he said he recused himself because of a policy of the Justice Department that he came to know. And that policy in the Justice Department said that if you have anything to do with, you know, a matter that becomes part of the investigative process, you got to recuse yourself from it. In other words, avoid that. That's why he recused himself. So that seemed to set it in, right? You understood that, didn't you? The attorney general said we have a policy in the office of the attorney general, and I didn't want to violate our policy. Huh? Say what? Well, who can violate that policy? Who makes up the policies of the attorney general's office? Who creates them? Who can violate them? Well, that would be why the attorney general. He's not making any sense at all. He didn't want to violate his own policy. Well, change the policy, dummy. Somehow all the senators bought it. Oh, I see. That's why you recused yourself. It wasn't that you were a coward or whatever. It was just that it had to do with the Justice Department, and so you didn't want to take. So it had to do with the Justice Department, and you're the head of the Justice Department, and so you didn't want to touch it. Say what? Well, anyway, we'll go to something else here. Let's talk about the Kabbalah. I did a newsletter some years ago called it The Occult Magic of the Jewish Kabbalah. Now, I have studied numerous false religions and cults, Jehovah's Witnesses, and in fact, I have everything you can imagine. And I put a lot of it in a book, New Age Cults and Religions. We've still got that available for you. And I studied Kabbalism. And it seemed that Kabbalism was threaded through all of these cults. They were all a little bit different, but at their very bottom, at the basis of all of them, the light, supposedly, they gave out was the light of the serpent, which came from the Kabbalah. Now, my friend from up in the Northwest, he wrote a book called The Dark Side of Freemasonry. He said this, he said, Kabbalism is a system of Jewish mysticism and magic, and is the foundational element in modern witchcraft. Virtually all of the great witches and sorcerers of this century were Kabbalists. You want to know about witchcraft? You want to know about sorcery? Then study the Kabbalah. You want to know about Freemasonry? Well, I discovered that the way to understand Freemasonry is first to understand the Kabbalah. Then you understand Albert Pike, where he wrote in The Morals and Dogma, the Bible of Freemasonry, he wrote that the Kabbalah is the very basis, that it's woven throughout the tapestry. All of Freemasonry answers to the Kabbalah. And if you want to study the Kabbalah or Freemasonry, you got to learn the Kabbalah. Now, I'll tell you, when I began studying Freemasonry 30 or 40 years ago, I didn't know anything about I knew a little bit, but didn't know a lot about the Kabbalah. But now that I've studied and I've written several books based on the Kabbalah, now I know that if you study the Kabbalah, then you know Freemasonry. You know Theosophy. You know Mormonism. You know Jehovah's Witnesses, all of these groups. They're all based on the Kabbalah. Now, the Kabbalah it's not new. It's been around for centuries. It's the traditions of men that Jesus talked about. Now, the Jews don't believe in the Old Testament. They say they do, but they really don't. In fact, to become a rabbi, you don't even have to study the Old Testament. Now, Christians think, boy, you know, if I'm going to go witness to a Jew, I'm going to have to really know my Old Testament. I'm going to have to study the Old Testament because the Jews, they must study the Old Testament all the time. They've only got the Old Testament. We have the Old and New Testament. They're going to be much wiser than me. No, no, no. Think about it, friends. All you need is to know about Jesus Christ. They don't know anything about the Old Testament. I mean, I've talked to rabbis. And I said, what did you study in the yeshiva, the seminary that you went to?
Well, every day we study the Talmud and the Kabbalah.
How much of the Old Testament did you study?
None.
None. It'd be like going to a Christian seminary but not studying anything about Jesus or the New and Old Testaments. Well, you'd be a pretty weak pastor when you couldn't preach on Jesus at all. If the seminary said, we don't teach Jesus here, we teach Christianity, you'd say, what? Jesus is Christianity. There is no Christianity without Jesus Christ. The same thing goes for the Kabbalah. Now, this is the hottest spiritual trend in the entire world, the Kabbalah. Oh, if you study the Kabbalah, you'll be in with the in crowd. I mean, think about it, folks. This is popular. I mean, Demi Moore, Shirley MacLaine, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, Roseanne Barr, Ashton Kutcher, Barbara Streisand, Diane Keaton, Gwyneth Paltrow, Goldie Hawn, Elizabeth Taylor, Michael Jackson, of course they're both gone now, Mick Jagger, Diane Ladd, Laura Dern. It goes on. I mean, even Bill and Hillary, they've studied it. They wore the infamous little red bracelet showing that they're students of the Kabbalah. All these famous, you'll be in with the in crowd. You'll probably be guided by a demon spirit. A lot of demon spirits congregate around the Kabbalah. Now, the Kabbalah and the Talmud are the two foundation philosophies of Judaism, not the Old Testament. And so you first study the Kabbalah. Now, the Kabbalah, its main book is called the Zohar. The Zohar. There are several books in the Kabbalah. But you study the Kabbalah, you've got the basic foundation. In my book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, I say that at the foundation of the Jewish faith is the serpent. And the serpent is the foundation of the Kabbalah. The study of the serpent is the meaning of the Kabbalah. It's the light. You see, in the Kabbalah it's taught that God cannot communicate with people. Have you ever seen Jews praying to God? They don't pray to God. Oh, no. No Jew has prayed to God in hundreds of years. Now, this shocked me when I first discovered it because I saw Jews praying. I've seen Jews at the Holy Wall on television and movies. And Jews go to the Holy Wall and they're there and they rock back and forth. And they wear their little black hats, the kippah, and they just rock to and forth. And they take their little prayer and they write it, you know. Somebody said it's a grocery list. No, it's their prayer needs. And they'll write it on this little bitty piece of paper. They'll stick it between the crack in the wall in what they think was the, at one time, is the great temple of Herod. It wasn't, but they think it was. So they go there to the ruins and they rock back and forth and they chant, and then they put in their little prayer need. Boy. And the thing is, you wonder, what are they doing? Those Jewish rabbis with their black clothes on, their little black hats, and then they have these, and long hair, and it's in a curl, like little curls coming down from their head. It was only later that I discovered that they were in praying, when they rocked back and forth, they were having holy sex with the goddess. Think about that. Holy, which is really unholy, sex with the goddess. So you see a little rabbi chanting and rocking back and forth. He's simulating sex with the goddess. Now why didn't he speak to God? Well, God cannot be spoken with, the Kabbalah says. He's the infinite. He's the incommunicable. He's the one who nobody really knows his name, but they call him Anself or Enself, Ensof, that is, E-N-S-O-P-H. They say, though, nobody has ever talked to God. Nobody's ever seen God. God is a force. And did you know in the book of Daniel it talks about the God of forces? That's the satanic God. And that's what the Jews call the Kabbalah God. He's the God of forces. But he doesn't talk to you. He doesn't care about you. He's an unseen God who has no ears and no eyes and doesn't know anything about anything. But somebody somewhere has made him into a God. This Ein Sof is his real name, or Ein Sof. I call it Ein Sof. And his first name, Ein, is the all-seeing eye of Osiris, the Egyptian god. That's where they got that from. But it's interesting that this God who cannot communicate with you has created a number of other inferior gods and goddesses. And the Kabbalah is a system of magic in which you can communicate possibly with all of these gods and goddesses, but not with Ein Sof. He doesn't want to communicate with man directly. So to keep man at a distance, then this Ein Sof has created inferior gods and goddesses. Now in my book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, and you must have this book, I actually have a picture. Let's see, of Ein Sof. Oh, let's just see where it's at here. On page 19, there's a picture of Ein Sof. It's the serpent, the great serpent, Leviathan. He's the god called Ein Sof. And it shows him at the top of the tree of life. Yes, this is the tree of life. and the holy serpent resides within it. They say the entire universe is this tree of life, and that somewhere there are two worlds within this overall universe. There's the lower world and the upper world. And undoubtedly, as a non-divine man, you're in the lower world. And the lower world and the upper world have a number of gods and goddesses. They're all sparks of light. Sparks of light created by Ein Sof, because he doesn't care a hoot, doesn't want to talk with you directly or communicate with you. You can't pray to him and tell him your needs or your problems. But he's created all these little sparks. Now there are at least 9 or 10 sparks I can tell you about. You can pray to them. You can even have sex with them in your mind. So many Jews enjoy their sex with, let's say, Malkuth.
Mm-hmm.
Or with Bina. Now, who are Bina and Malkuth? Well, that's two goddesses. They have sex with Malkuth. Now, Malkuth is in the lower world. She's the princess, the Jewish princess. You can communicate with her and tell her what you need and what you want, and you can curse other people. You can even communicate with the serpent through her. Now, if you want to go higher, you can go to the mother goddess. That's Bina. Now, when you're not having sex with Malkuth or Bina, there's an inferior god in the center of the tree of life called Yesod. Y-E-S-O-D. That's the phallus. Now, listen, I'm not kidding you. I've got, this came right out of a textbook on the Kabbalah right here. This is written by the Jews. This has been around since the year, you know, around the early, well, really within 50 or 60 years after Jesus' death. And this hundreds and hundreds of years the Kabbalah's existed. Now, Yesod is the phallic god, meaning he's the, please take the kids out of the room. But the Jews, they know this, he's the penis god. Did you know there's a penis god? Well, Yesod is it. And Yesod is all the time having sex with Malkuth. And when you, as a Jew, have sex with some lady, could be your wife or your mistress or whoever, you're actually, in your mind, you're thinking of the goddess. So you're having sex with the goddess, but really it's a human being. And when you do that, you're generating power, a force, the generative force. You're powering the universe. You're helping to create new spirits, new beings, new lights. You're always seeking the light. You never have enough light. You see, Ein Sof at the very top of the tree of life is the supposed God, but you can't communicate it, but he needs more light, and the universe will have more light if you have more sex, because this is a great sex cult, Judaism or the Kabbalah. You say, this is incredible. Text, you're saying the serpent is their God, and it's a sex cult, and this is Judaism? Why, I thought it was the Old Testament. No, you didn't study. This is the Kabbalah. It's what the witches know. Now, when we return in just a moment, I guess, Jerry, we're running out of time this side. Okay. Well, we have a full 30 minutes on the other side. You've got to stay with us, folks. This is all of the, you'll know about all the cults, all the false religions in the world if you study the Kabbalah. And you'll know why this is the most devilish, demonic system ever devised. I'll even tell you about the creator of it, a man named Rabbi. He's a Rabbi Ben Yochiel. He's a very famous guy. We'll talk about Rabbi Ben Yochiel when I return in just 1 minute. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy, and we're studying today the Kabbalah, the foundation for Satanism and false religions like theosophy, Freemasonry, Mormonism, and, of course, Judaism. I'll be right back. Hello, folks. Again, this is Tex Mars here. And did you know I have a new book out called Holy Serpent of the Jews? And if you study this book, you'll learn about the traditions of the elders, That's what Jesus talked about. The traditions of the elders. In fact, Jesus told the Jews of his day, he said, "You serpents, you generation, that's race or nation, of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" Boy, that's tough talk, isn't it? If I were to go and tell some satanic group that today, they'd say, "Boy, you're a horrible person. You're a bigot. You're mean-spirited." But it's true. And they're bringing millions down to hell. And did you know that the book of Habakkuk in the Bible says that hell keeps growing? A lot of people don't know that. They believe that God one time created hell and sent Satan down there to live in that damnable place called hell. But hell is a project that it seems like is always being built. And so don't complain that you're, you know, being crowded in hell, because they're all the time building new units. It's like some big, fast-growing cities in the United States. They're always having new condos built, new hotels and new homes. Well, hell's always being enlarged. That's what the Bible says. Read Habakkuk. It's being enlarged. Got to be more room in it because there's more people going to it. And they're all serpents. They're vipers. They cannot escape hell because they don't believe in the Bible. No, no. They believe in the traditions of men. And that's what I talk about in Holy Serpent of the Jews. I hope you'll get this book. It is the rabbi's secret plan for Satan to crush their enemies and vault the Jews to global dominion. They want to crush their enemies. You know, I've read the works of Voltaire, the French Freemason, back during the French Revolution when so many went to the guillotine. Oh yeah, Dr. Guillotine invented the guillotine so it would nicely slice off the neck of a victim. And who the victims, why do they have to die? Who really had planned to kill millions of men and women in France during the French Revolution? About the time of the United States Revolution, back in the late 1700s. What was their purpose? Their purpose was to exalt Satan, Lucifer. Voltaire hated Jesus Christ. Voltaire was an atheist, and he said, "Crush the wretch." The wretch? That would be Jesus Christ. Crush the wretch. That was their purpose. With every head that was, you know, cut off, their real intent was to crush the wretch, Jesus Christ. Oh, they're going to do the same thing again. There's going to be another head letting. A lot of heads are going to roll. I'm telling you, it's coming. The future is almost here. I know you say, "Tex, you're dramatic. You're making it all up. It can't happen." But the Bible says in Revelation 13, it says that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to be given a mark either in your right hand or your forehead. And if you refuse the mark, well, you're going to die. Well, you're worthy of death, and they'll cut off your head. I saw a picture recently of a demonstration in the streets of Tel Aviv in Israel. And the Jews brought out a great guillotine. And they rolled it down the streets. What were they doing with a guillotine, these Jews, in downtown Tel Aviv? And I'm talking about in the year 2014, I believe. I suppose that guillotine is still there. The guillotine is made to cut off heads. And they had one, and they were bringing it right down the streets. They said they were Marxist and socialist of Tel Aviv. Wow. Cut off their heads. It's going to happen. Oh, I know. You say, "Well, we've had an oasis of freedom in America." And I see these crazy leftist radicals and nuts out there. Like Madonna, she says, "I've often thought that I should go and blow up the White House." That's what she said. Now, who does her God come from? Kabbalah. The Kabbalah. She studied the Kabbalah. Rabbi Lightman of the Kabbalah Foundation. He taught her. And that's the spirit she has. I feel like I want to blow up the White House. That means killing a lot of people. Of course they'll have those kind of ideas. The sacred serpent is the one they worship. The serpent. He's in the tree of life. And he comes to bring medicine and help for the Jews. He is going to exalt them to Godhead. Or Godhood, that is, I'm sorry. Godhood. And then they'll get rid of all the Gentiles. Now the Gentiles who agree to give up all of their goods, all of their material possessions, they'll keep around but use as servants. And if you will refuse to be a servant, well, they'll have to cut your head off. They're doing these kind of things, aren't they? The Islamic, the ISIS forces in the Middle East, cutting off the heads of Christians. Who do you think is leading them to do that? Muhammad and Allah? No, there is no Allah. As far as Muhammad, he's in hell right now. So it's Satan or Lucifer that's encouraging these Muslims to cut off the heads of Christians. Hey, my friends, they're just practicing up. They're getting ready for the big one. When across the world this will take place. Well, Holy Serpent of the Jews is $20. Add $5 shipping and handling. That's $25. Ask for the book, Holy Serpent of the Jews. Now, I want you to understand this book is selling very well, but not in places like Amazon. Because the World Zionist Congress says this book is forbidden. It's banned. The Jews got together and pressured Amazon, which is owned by Mr. Jeff Bezos, a Jew. And they said, how dare you offer this book by Tex Mars? We must not let it become a bestseller. We've got to take it off our list. Now you can buy the book, you know, the Church of Satan, the Satanic Bible by Anton LaVey. You can buy that book. You can buy evil books by Aleister Crowley, the great beast 666. Yeah, they offer his book. But you can't buy a book by Tex Mars. I mean, you can buy books that all talk about horrible sexual crimes, but this book talks about what the Jews believe, and nobody wants you to know that. Did you know the Talmud tells the Jews that if they teach the Talmud to Gentile, they are worthy of death? Wow. You'll learn about a lot of things. Holy Serpent of the Jews. The World Zionist Congress and Amazon have banned this book. But you know what? God still gets it out to its audience. The book is still selling a lot of copies. It's going to get to everyone that God wants to read it. Now, isn't that curious? You know the book, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion? That's been banned for a long time. We published it right here at Power Prophecy. It's selling good, too. The Synagogue of Satan, we're selling that book, too. And we'll keep selling these books until Jesus tells us to stop. But right now, he wants us to know what these things are all about. And I want you to have this book. For $25, it'll cover the postage, the shipping, the handling, and so forth. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 1-800-234-9673. You can write to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or you can go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. See how simple it is? Powerofprophecy.com, and use your charge card and order this book. Again, a total of $25. That takes care of all the shipping costs and such. And order a couple of copies of this book. Who knows? They may come and blow up our building. You know, Madonna wants to blow up the whole White House. Well, I guess she can come down and blow our building up at any time, too. She's nutty as a fruitcake. Anybody would be nutty after reading the Kabbalah. They would have to be. Isn't that why nobody, I mean, the Jewish World Zionist Congress doesn't want anybody to read it? They don't mind you reading the Satanic Bible. There's the book, The Satanic Witch. Those are okay. You can even buy the Talmud. It says, the best of the Christians kill. That's what it says in the Talmud. You can buy that book, but you can't buy this book by Textmore's, not on Amazon. Now, I recently checked, and it's still selling at places like Walmart.com. Walmart.com. BarnesandNoble.com. Still selling there, too. Or you can get it direct from this ministry. Now, what have I done to, am I going to sue Amazon for not offering my book? No. God's going to take care of it. God's going to move people's heart because people want to know the truth. They want to know about the rabbi's secret plan for Satan to crush their enemies and vault the Jews to global dominion. They're going to order this book. I want you to have this book. All right, let's return to regular program. We're talking about the Kabbalah. Now, I was recently reading a 2-book set by Rabbi Joel Bakst. He talked all about this holy serpent. And he was explaining that the Kabbalah is the study of the serpent. And he reveals some core secrets. The name of his book, The Josephic Messiah, Leviathan, Metatron, and the Sacred Serpent. That's a mouthful, isn't it? About the Messiah, Leviathan, and Metatron, another name for the Messiah, and the Sacred Serpent. Who would ever think that any religious group or sect or cult would directly worship the serpent? I mean, you know who the serpent is, don't you? The book of Revelation says the serpent is Satan. That's Satan. They worship Satan. Boy. Now, I told you on the other side that I would tell you about Rabbi Ben Yochiel. You know, I have a great book by a good friend of mine, Dr. Larry Holly, medical doctor from Beaumont, Texas. He's a great medical doctor, and he's the man who has been fighting Freemasonry for much of his life. In addition to being a celebrated and very much awarded doctor, he's exposed Freemasonry within the Southern Baptist Convention. He's a Southern Baptist, haven't talked to him lately, but he used to be. And he began to fight against Freemasonry, and he studied all that he could about Freemasonry. And he says in his book, and he has a book, it's unavailable, unfortunately. We want to republish it here in this ministry, and I had the occasion to talk to him about 6 months ago, and he said he would be delighted for us to publish it again. Now, it accurately talks about the various ritual degrees of Freemasonry. And it notes that the 30th degree, that's pretty high up, isn't it? 30 degrees. There's 33 in all. In the 30th degree ritual through the 33rd, the top, 30, 31, 32, 33, the top 4 degrees, you really get the real secrets of Freemasonry. Now, up until that time, you learn a lot of very evil stuff. But in the third, they quit, let's just say, horsing around and just give it to you. And in the 30th degree, they have you come forth, and the lodge is set up like a mortuary, like a place of death. And you're brought in, you don't know what's going to happen. You're going to be initiated into the 30th degree. That would be the night of Kadosh. It's a Jewish word, meaning the spirit. You're going to get a special spirit in the 30th degree. And Dr. Holly talks about it, and he takes it directly from the Masonic textbooks, so it's accurate. And I've checked it against 3 or 4 other textbooks. All are accurate. And you're ushered in by these Masons all of whom are higher than 30th degree, or at least they have to have the 30th degree. For you to earn your 30th degree, you're ushered in. And you notice that it's, the place is set up like a funeral home. Worse, it's like a cave, like a demonic cave. And there are four human skulls there. And there's a coffin right there in the Masonic Lodge, right in the very center. There's a coffin. And there's a body in it. A body dressed in black. And you're brought forth to the coffin. And you see the coffin, this lid is open, and there's a dead man in it. And the dead man cries out, "Who comes to disturb my sleep?" Ooh. That's the dead. That's a voice from the grave crying out. And you say, "I wish to proceed." That's, they tell you to say that. You know, that's what you always say. "I wish to proceed." And the one who is the dead man from the grave, from the coffin, says, "You wish to proceed? Do you not understand the jeopardy, the risk you're taking? If you wish, you can turn back around, leave the lodge now. But if you go forward and proceed, your fate is sealed. You must take oaths. And if you violate these oaths, you will die. They're going to kill you if you violate this oath." And he says, and to take this oath, you will have to give up all of the religion that you knew from the time you were a little child and accept only the religion of the Masonic Lodge. You see, the Freemasonry says we're religion too. We're not a religion. We are religion. Now, you have you can either accept that and go forward and proceed, or you can leave immediately and say, "I'm leaving the lodge then." But very few leave because, you see, you've already been initiated to the 29th degree, and now you want to go forward, and you've already been introduced to Lucifer. Oh, yes. And now they're saying if you're a Christian, you've got to leave all that behind, all that is superstition. Superstition. Now you got to learn the real religion. Dr. Holly explains that this voice coming from the grave is the voice of Ben Yochiel. Rabbi Ben Yochiel. Who is Rabbi Ben Yochiel? Well, you see, I was reading along in this book and I said, "You know what? I know who Ben Yochiel is. He's the rabbi who invented the Kabbalah, one of the traditions." He's the guy who wrote it. Now you can read in the Encyclopedia Judaica of Rabbi Ben Yochiel. They said that he was one of the ones who hated Jesus Christ. And in 70 AD, he fought against the Romans, against the general Titus who took Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. And they sought his life and that of his father, another rabbi. And so Rabbi Ben Yochiel sought shelter. He hid from the Romans deep inside a cave. And he stayed there for 12 years. And while he was in that cave, a spirit came and gave him a book to write. It was the Zohar and other books of the Kabbalah, and so he wrote it. He wrote down what the Spirit gave him, a spirit that we know now is the devil, and Rabbi Ben Yochiel wrote it down. And there he is, suddenly, the man who wrote the Kabbalah. Think about it. This is the man that's quoted in the Talmud as saying, "The best of the Christians kill them all." He says in the Talmud, it's okay for you to have sex with a 3-year-old girl, or with a 9-year-old boy. Incest is also permitted against 3-year-olds and 9-year-olds. Oh, he's an evil man, isn't he? And he says forth, this Rabbi Ben Yochiel also says in the Talmud that the serpent is the Messiah of the Jews. Oh, he's a wicked and evil man. But the Jews say he is one of the most celebrated and heroic of all rabbis because he wrote the Kabbalah. And now we see him again in the 30th degree of Freemasonry. Now, I don't believe the Mason even knows who Rabbi Ben Yochiel is. It doesn't even say he's a rabbi. It just says Ben Yochiel. His voice comes from the grave. But during the hours in which the Mason is initiated to the 30th degree, he takes four different oaths. And he's taught that it doesn't matter what his religion is, he will become a Mason because he will study and subscribe to only the Masonic religion. Isn't that neat? Yeah, you're a Mason, but you really become a servant of Rabbi Ben Yochiel. And you're initiated into the Kabbalah. Now, if you're a Freemason and you're below the 30th degree, look what you've got to look forward to. Doesn't that just entertain you? Doesn't that enchant you? Don't you think that's strikingly great? For you're going to hear a voice from the grave, from a coffin, and he's going to say, who dares come across my threshold? Who dares to awaken me from my sleep? Oh, yes, you will have awakened Rabbi Ben Yochiel, the horrible man who wrote those horrible things in the Talmud, and he wrote the Kabbalah. Boy, now there's another man that is given credit for writing parts of the Kabbalah's name is Luria, L-U-R-I-A. Some Jews say Luria wrote it in the Middle Ages. But most say that Ben Yochiel wrote it. Now, let's look a little bit at the Kabbalah, because I want you to know what you're going to discover. And remember, whether you're studying theosophy or Freemasonry or Mormonism or Jehovah's Witness or whatever, you're going to get parts of the Kabbalah. Think about it. Now, let's go to my book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, and we're going to see just exactly what the Kabbalah is all about. First of all, I'll tell you on page 13 that Judaism is a rabbinical, that's made up of the rabbis, a rabbinical cult. It's based on a combination of skewed human reason and rampant human fantasy. And both the Talmud and the Kabbalah are written by biased Jewish rabbis who have rejected the truth of Jesus Christ. Now, Judaism is based not only on the Talmud again, but the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah then is at the very heart of Judaism. It grips the religious Jew with its bizarre doctrinal structure. Remember Albert Pike talks about the 33 degrees rituals of Freemasonry, and he says all of our degree rituals are based on the Kabbalah, and our holy kingdom is going to be based. We cannot introduce it without the Kabbalah. That's the holy Masonic empire. Yeah, they're planning an empire. And as part of their empire, they're going to rebuild the great temple of the Jews in Jerusalem. So the Kabbalah is at the very heart of Judaism. It's a fascinating array of mystical, magical practices. They include gematria, the magic of numerology, astrology, necromancy, that's communicating with dead spirits, color mysticism, chanting of mantras, dream interpretation, astral travel, goddess worship, sexual tantra, that's sex with the gods, you know, and also with your mate, imagining she's the goddess, occult visualization, divination, occult symbolism, altered states of consciousness, psychic mind powers, idol worship, witchcraft. Well, if you've been involved in the New Age movement, you've been involved in all these things, haven't you? Pyramid powers, spirit channeling, etc. Now, where did the Kabbalah come from? It didn't just come right out of the fertile mind of Rabbi Ben Yochiel. It's been derived from the mystery religions of Babylon, Persia, Sumeria, Egypt, Greece, Rome, and other pagan cultures. And the Freemasons say our religion, the religion of Freemasonry, the grand architect of the universe, is the same as the pure religion. They call it a pure religion of these ancient kingdoms. If you study the gods and goddesses of Babylon, of Rome, of Greece, of Egypt, that's what you'll be studying in Freemasonry. You know, Helena Blavatsky, who wrote her book, The Secret Doctrine, tells you all about the ancient gods and goddesses. And then you go to Pike's book, and it also explains all about the gods and goddesses. Because it doesn't matter what god. You can worship Osiris, the ancient god of Egypt. Or you can study, you know, Cybele or Venus or Diana, one of the goddesses. You know, they said the goddess had over 1,000 names. It was really the same goddess. The rabbis simply borrowed from these ancient writings. And the Masons did too. That's why Washington, D.C. is built with Greek temples. Really, Greek temples and Roman architecture. And there you're going to find gods and goddesses all over Washington, D.C. You're going to find the zodiac. They say there are more zodiacs pictured in Washington, D.C. than in any city in the world. A city based on astrology. That's Washington, D.C. This is the mystery religion. It's a pure pagan religion. This is the religion that Jesus wanted to help you, or sought to help you escape. It's also a racist document, by the way, because it holds the Jew up as the ultimate in evolution, as gods on earth. Gentiles are but cattle. The Jews are sparks of God. God doesn't want to communicate with you. No. That's why it's got these sparks out there. Sparks of light. Oh, yeah. And the Kabbalah teaches of many minor gods and goddesses. They're emanations of the unknowable, unapproachable, supreme God known as Ein Sof. You've heard of Ayn Rand, haven't you? Ayn Rand, the Jew from Russia, who wrote the book Atlas Shrugged and a number of other books. Oh, yeah, she was a pagan goddess worshiper. She was a communist who claimed to be opposed to communism. She even changed her name, Ayn Rand did. She changed her name to Ayn Rand. A-Y-N. The all-seeing eye. Most worshipers or followers of Ayn Rand don't know that. The Kabbalah is essentially a lewd guide for a mind-sick sex cult. And it teaches that the Holy Serpent is the Messiah of the Jews. That's why Mormonism is a great sex cult. Freemasonry is really a sex cult. All of them are based on the Kabbalah. I pray you'll get my book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, and learn more of this fantastical system. But keep this in mind, my friends. Jesus Christ is the center of our worship. You only need to know Jesus Christ. Have no fear, my friends. These are satanic doctrines, but if you have Christ, he will protect you from all things. Have no fear. Jesus Christ is ever near. Whenever you need him, reach out to him. He wants to hear from you. I'm Tex Mars. It's been great being with you today. My prayer is you'll tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.